Jody Jackson.
Tori, I see the move there. Did you just think it was better to, make that move? And what was your conversation with Nick like?
Yeah, there's two parts to it. First of all, Perdomo is going to join us, and we're excited about that. He's made some real good progress throughout the course of this year, and we're excited by this opportunity for him. With regards to Nicky, those are tough conversations, and which I've been having daily with him, just getting filled in on how he's doing and how he's feeling. And things were not progressing. It is right shoulder inflammation, and he plays a very aggressive defense, and it's something that was he could get by with. And I just didn't want to put him in that position. And on the other side of the ball, from an offensive standpoint, he was feeling some pain and irritation during the course of a swing. So at that point, I felt like we needed to pivot a little bit. I was at times needing that extra body, that extra player, and he understood that. And it's probably the best thing for him right now. The one part of this equation that I want to make sure that I mention is that he was trying to gut it out. He was willing to wait this out for as long as he possibly could without having to go on the DL. But I basically made the decision because of the need for that extra body and that extra position player.
Tori, on today's pitching matchup, just wanted to ask you first about Mejia. I know he had a rough one last time against the Braves, but what are you looking for from him today?
Yeah, to maintain his stuff for the entirety of his outing. I think last time, I know there was probably some nervous energy, and he looked like he got a little bit fatigued in that fifth inning of work around pitch 70, 75. We want him to maintain his stuff. And it's an aggressive fastball that he lands on both sides of the plate. It's good shape with his secondary stuff that he can throw at any time and any count.
Zach Cannon.
Tori, before I give my question, I just want to say I can't believe how rude Steve is being eating in the middle of your press conference. Just
I see that.
Unbelievable behavior.
I see that.
I expect more of a guy with his tenure. But with Perdomo over this last week of games, do you imagine giving him a lot of starts?
I don't know that answer. I don't want to give you the total I haven't even really thought about yet. So he's going to get some opportunities. He's going to give us some stability in the middle of the diamond and by picking up the baseball. I think we have a couple of tired athletes that have been playing the majority of the season, and get them off of their feet. I'm sure will be very welcoming to them. What does it look like at the end of the year? I don't know. It's not going to be one start. I'll tell you that. I want to see him play and see the progress that he's made.
How much, especially on the offensive side of things, how much more prepared and ready is he to be up here than he was when you guys had him at the beginning of the season?
I think he's made considerable improvements from an offensive standpoint. I don't want to set the bar too high, but he has made some swing adjustments, especially from the left-hand side, where he's generating a little bit more force, a little bit more bat speed. And we've seen that exit velocity climb over the past several weeks of his at-bats in the minor league. So we'll look for that to continue. But when I had a conversation with him this morning, I just wanted to go out there and play as relaxed as he possibly can and do what he does best by just allowing the game to come to him and reacting to it.
Anything else for Tori?
Steve looks so scared straight right now. Look at him. What, Jimmy John's?
Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's. There you go. Okay. All right, guys. I'll see you later.
Thanks, Tori.